We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time for some Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst thing?
Dirty
can
Work Wednesday on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Paige.
Hey, Paige. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Well, I'm trying to figure out if my boyfriend is messing around with another chick and hiding it from me.
Oh, okay. So what is your boyfriend's name?
It's David.
Okay. Do we know who this other person is?
Sort of. Like, I think I know who it is.
Okay. So fill me in here. Give me the details.
Okay. It's kind of complicated, but he has this, like, good friend named Chris. And since we started dating last year, I, like, hear about Chris all the time. And it's always like, oh, is that with Chris when you called? Or, like, Chris and I are going golfing tomorrow. And then, like, a lot of times Chris will call David while we're, like, out on a date and, like, text him random stuff, which normally no big deal, whatever.
Okay. And have you met this Chris person yet?
No. And that was, like, actually one of the weirdest things about him. And I, like, just jokingly and totally normally was just like, when am I going to meet this guy? And David is always like, well, he's not in town every weekend, but, like, soon, I promise. And so I've still never met him. And that even that is now what bothers me. Like, what bothers me is that on Sunday morning, when I was in bed and Dave was in the shower, he got a text on his phone from Chris, and it says, that's fine, but I'm paying next time. You earned it. And then there was a heart emoji and, like, a winky face at the end.
Okay.
Right. And I'm like, okay, so your male friend is leaving you heart emojis and winky faces when he texts you?
Yeah, that is kind of strange. And what was the message again? You earned it?
Yeah, it said, next time I'm paying, you earned it. And then there was the heart and then the wink.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever used those emojis when I'm texting Shaggy. Is there, like, a chance maybe he was just goofing around? Like, maybe he was pretending just to make it awkward? Or is there a chance that, like, David is bisexual and this Chris guy is gay or something?
Okay, I mean, I was, like, kind of wondering the same thing, because none of, like, I don't know, I just, even, like, my gay guy friends don't text me like that all the time, but, right. Like, I grabbed my phone, so I, like, looked it up, because this is, like, really starting to bother me, and I go through David's friend list on Facebook, like, I went on there and looked through, and I was like, I'm sure I'll just find Chris's profile, and we'll get to the bottom of it. And I'm looking and looking, and then out of, like, 200-something friends that David has, there are zero guys named Chris. There's, like, nobody. Zero. Like, no Chris, no Christopher, no Christophs, and there's, like, not even a Topher, which one of my friends told me is, like, another name.
So there's no Chris.
No, but you know who I did find? A girl named Crystal. He's friends with someone named Crystal, and she's this, like, skinny, blonde, bombshell. She's single, and she is exactly his type.
Okay, so you think maybe Chris is actually Crystal?
I mean, I don't know, but I need to know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, a lot of people are ditching Facebook these days, so there still could be an actual Chris. I mean, maybe he's just not on Facebook. You know, if I didn't have this job, yeah, I would definitely get rid of Facebook, but we have to have it for work. So you would like to know if this Chris person is really a dude or if he's actually the code word for this Crystal girl.
Yes, okay. But, like, I have no information on her. I'm not friends with her on Facebook, and I don't have her phone number because I know you're going to ask me that since I listen to Dirty Work Wednesday every week.
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for listening. Yes, second, you're right. I was about to ask if you have this Chris person's phone number.
Yeah, I don't, and trust me, if I had it, I would have called him myself already.
Okay, so we have no phone number, no real name that we know of, just Chris, which may or may not actually be Crystal, but we have his phone number, correct?
Wait, who, my boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can give you guys that for sure.
Okay, I have an idea that might work even with us only having like a tiny bit to go on here, so hang on a sec, and we'll get his number from you, and then we'll call him when we come back next.
Hello?
Hi, this is going to sound really strange. We don't know each other, but I was out running, and I found somebody's phone, and I'm trying to track down who it belongs to. And so I just started calling people in this phone, and I wanted to make sure whoever lost it gets their phone back.
Okay.
So I called you because whoever's phone this is just texted you a couple days ago. So basically, I called you because I was hoping maybe you could help me find them.
I got you. Well, the number you're calling from doesn't come up as one of my contacts, so I'm not really sure whose phone you have, right?
Well, no, I'm not calling from the actual phone because I didn't want to use up their minutes or anything. So can I just read you a text real quick, and then maybe you can look through your text conversations and tell me who sent it to you?
Sure. Okay. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so they sent you a message a few days ago, whoever this is, that said, that's fine, but I'm paying next time. You earned it. And then it has a heart and a winky face. So I assume maybe it was your wife or your girlfriend or something, because that's why I called you.
Well, it's not my wife because I'm not married. But yeah, I know whose phone that is.
Oh, okay, great. Is there any way you could possibly give me their name so I can look up their address to kind of return their phone to them?
Not really comfortable giving out her information. Maybe you could just turn it into the cops or something, and I can get a hold of her and let her know they have it.
Okay, I gotcha. I didn't think about the fact that, like, trying to track down a woman I've never met is kind of creepy.
No, it's cool. I mean, it's nice that you're doing the right thing. I just don't think she'd want me giving out her personal info like that.
I understand. One more thing, though. Why does this phone number come up as Chris when it calls you?
I'm sorry, what?
When this phone that I found, when it calls you or texts you, why does it come up as Chris? You just said this was a woman's phone.
Well, how do you know that?
How do I know it's a woman's phone? You just told me it was a woman we were talking about.
No. How do you know it comes up as Chris on my phone?
Unbelievable. He doesn't know. Your girlfriend does.
Oh, snap!
Yeah, hi, hello. You want to call me when Chris leaves now? David, answer me, please. Who is Chris on your phone? Because we both know there's no actual Chris, so you need to just, you might as well tell me the truth now.
For a second there, Paige, by any chance, are you like a prosecuting attorney or something?
No, I'm a teacher.
Okay. I was going to say, she's either a lawyer or she watches like a lot of Law and Order.
All right, Paige, now I have a question. Do you want us to call him back or do you want us just like let it go and like kind of like let him off easy?
Oh, hell no. He's not getting off that easy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.